It's almost not possible to drive by one of those flickering neon vacancy signs without somebody in the car making a crack about the Bates Motel. National hotel chains these days are so ubiquitous that the old mom and pops with hand-painted signs instead of some familiar logo now seem inherently noir. How did that happen? It turns out our scary movie zombie expert, Jonathan Mitchell, is also our scary movie motel expert.
The year was 1980. I was 9 years old, and my family was about to leave on a two-week vacation, driving in our Plymouth Volare from Illinois to California. It's a week before we leave. I'm watching TV, and I see this.
You may never again spend a night away from home. After you spend a night with Ida and Vincent.
Ida will show you the way.
You want us to register?
No, that won't be necessary.
This trailer was about creepy motel owners who bury their guests alive and turn them into beef jerky.
Motel hell.
That was the first time it ever occurred to me that a motel could, in fact, be owned by a psychopath.
And I mean, well, what I think is interesting about that is you could see the desires of consumer culture to make motels attractive and safe places as connected with America's innocence.
David Lederman, he wrote a book about road movies called Driving Visions.
It's a movie that shows you that, well, you need to think twice.
What happened to the motel?
People started dying.
You see it all the time in movies, like 2003's Identity.
There was a storm.
A stranded traveler is desperate for a place to stay.
We got stuck at the motel.
And then they're greeted by a creepy, shifty-eyed desk clerk, like in 2007's Vacancy.
Give you two the honeymoon suite for $5 extra. It's got a few perks the others don't.
Motels are always just a little bit lower brow.
All right, well, give me my card.
Ooh.
Seedier.
We're not set up for plastic here, friend. Cash only.
Jan Matlock is a cultural historian who teaches at University College London.
My absolute favorite motel film in all of motels is Touch of Mink.
Why would she go away with someone like that?
Who knows? He's a man and she's a woman.
But that's the most dangerous combination to turn loose in a motel.
That's where people go to have illicit affairs.
I forgot to tell you about that. I registered as Mr. and Mrs.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
People can be anonymous.
And that can be fun in romantic comedies. But in film noir, it's dangerous.
The first film that comes to mind for me is this classic and now famous very low-budget B movie from 1945 called Detour.
I love Detour. That's one of my favorite films of all time.
If only I had known what I was getting into that day in Arizona.
The actor Tom Neill plays a piano player who's hitchhiking across the country from New York to Los Angeles and gets picked up by someone who ends up dying while they're driving.
Mr. Haskell, what's the matter? Are you hurt?
He decides to, oddly enough, take over the guy's identity.
I'd have to be Charles Haskell until I got to some city where I could leave the car and be swallowed up.
And the first thing he does is he checks into a motel.
I knew I had to hit the hay and hit it hard.
Motels are associated with crime and evading the law as a kind of ominous way station where important plot developments occur that further embroil the characters.
Margaret? Hello there, Schwartz.
In the 1958 Orson Welles film Touch of Evil, Charlton Heston plays Vargas, a Mexican detective whose wife, played by Janet Leigh, is left alone in a motel while he solves his case.
I have first to drop my wife at the motel.
Vargas has this faith in American culture and society represented by the motel that will be a safe place.
What's the name of that motel?
The Mirador.
And it turns out not to be a safe place.
That Mirador is mighty hard to find. With the new highway branching off the way it does.
The motel is not even on one of the new highways. It's on one of the old ones. So it's really in a kind of nether zone.
When she gets there, she finds a nervous and creepy desk clerk, played by Dennis Weaver.
There ain't no big man.
And then all these gang members show up, and they're quite disturbing because they're so invasive.
The Dennis Weaver character is quickly convinced to leave.
Andate de aquí, loco.
Amanda!
Beat it.
And let this band of hooligans take over.
Yes, ma'am?
Give me state 1212.
She calls to find out something, and they say,
I'm very sorry, Mrs. Rodriguez, but the telephone is temporarily out of service.
Nobody is going to get to you unless I say so.
I'll call you just as soon as it's repaired.
And, of course, the irony of that moment is that he will say so.
No! No, let me go!
Close the door!
You're in somebody else's space.
It is very scary, I think, to be, you know, spending the night living with that kind of open access.
I think that so terrified me when my family drove across the country back in 1980.
Right, right.
I was finally cured of that fear in 1982 when I saw Poltergeist. Remember the end? The family is finally escaping their incredibly haunted house with the scary TV into the warmth of a nice, clean motel. See, motels can be safe, as long as you hide the TV.
Thanks to Jonathan Mitchell for that story.